Hello, friends, and welcome. As is so often the case, as I step before this podium to speak, I have a pretty good idea of what I mean to say. Tonight, it's going to be different, because I feel something that I didn't feel before. I feel someone out there now listening to my voice who's crying on the inside. They want the touch of Bob to fill their soul. They may not even know it's Bob that they want to touch their soul. They may just think that they want someone to love them, or even just to have sex with them, or maybe just give them a hug. Well, friends, there is only one real love, and that is Bob Dobbs. It's the only love that can never dry up, wither away, and blow off in the dust. It's a love that you can have in addition to that lover's kiss or mother's embrace. It's a love that's free, it asks nothing in return except respect. So I'm going to provide that love the only way I know how, which is to ask that individual to meet with me after the sermon tonight. I'll be waiting for her in my private chambers, going through some important papers to be better prepared. So, back on to the written word. Tonight I wanted to share with you Psalm 69 from the Bible, which reads as follows. O Bob, bender of time and maker of slack, forget not your sheep who walk astray. Protect those who stagger forth to seek your comfort. For I am lost, and the lions smell my blood. Though I am blind, I look unto you. Though I am deaf, I strain to hear thy voice. Though my mouth is sown, I long to sing thy praise. Holy Dobbs, slayer of pinks and master of all, part thee thy jungle to reveal thy path of salvation. Deliver thee from the jaw that would crunch my bones. Spare thee from the maggots that would consume my flesh. For thy words are like fire unto the creatures of the night. It drives them back into the abyss. Thy insults pierce the jackal like noble spears. Thy wisdom shoots the buzzards from the sky. Their hungry shells hit empty shadows upon the ground. Cast thy curse upon thy enemies. Forgive them not for their transgressions. Awake, O Dobbs, rise with anger and storm. The pink one mocks you and laughs. The heathen evokes false powers to belittle thy name. The normal worships gold and graven images. Their hypocrisy knows no bounds. Their hatred knows no limits. Show thy forth and lay claim upon thy kingdom. Your flock is stalked like the goat by the tiger. The hungry ones conspire to consume our souls. They removeth our hearts. They destroyeth our minds. They taketh our spirit before our last natural breath. Let not our bodies feed the hunter, nor nourish its young. Take now thy vengeance, O Dobbs. Wreak now thy punishment. For the world is hollow and trembles beneath thy weight. Defend thy servants and devour the beast. Take their hides to form thy garments. Take their teeth to adorn thy crown. Take their claws to decorate thy throne. Bathe in the warm blood of the wicked to soothe thy just and noble wrath. For thy hast the power and the pipe to fill the dark with thine light, and strengthen the weak with thy might. Here endeth the word of Bob. Praise Bob. Amen.